Hey everybody, my name is Razzle, and Mountain Dew is now selling bottles of Baja Blast, which means you can stop pretending to like Taco Bell. I see so many people be like, oh, Taco Bell, Baja Blast, ooh, so good. But first off, Taco Bell is not that good. It's not Mexican food. It's not Mexican food. Everybody knows this. Everybody says it. It's not real Mexican food. The only good thing Taco Bell has is a Doritos Locos Taco, and that's because Doritos rip. Doritos, fun fact, were invented in Disneyland. Taco Bell uses the same ingredients for their whole menu. They got like four ingredients. They're like, Taco Bell is like the Adam Sandler movie of fast food, right? They got four of the same things and they put them in all the different things and call it something else. They don't even call their things real things. The Chalupa is not real. Baja Blast was originally created just for Taco Bell, and now they're selling it in bottles. And guess what? It's not even that. You don't even. People are like, oh, I love Baja Blast. But do you? Do you love Baja Blast? Do you like Mountain Dew? Can you tell me what it tastes like? Oh, you love Baja Blast? What does it taste like? And don't say the Baja. Do you even know where the Baja is? I don't. I'm assuming Mexico. But let me tell you something. I live in a Mexican neighborhood. I'm Mexican by law, right? By common law. I've lived here long enough to know I identify as a Mexican, and my neighbors, they're cool with it. They say wait, they wave hi. I talk to them, they're fine. We complain about the whites coming in and ruining my neighborhood. So I'm Mexican by trade. Common law, it's like common law marriage. I've lived here long enough, I can identify as the neighborhood. Everybody gets it. And I've never heard any of them use the word Baja. Use the word Baja. What is Baja? Does it taste like Mexican water? No, it's sugar poison. It's sugar water. I like regular Mountain Dew over ice, really watered down, so I can chew the ice and it tastes like, little citrus sugar ice. Baja Blast, what does it taste like? You can't, there's no specific taste. It's like Pacific Cooler from Capri Sun. What does it taste like? But the seersucker, you can't tell me there's a specific Baja flavor. It's blue and it's the Mountain Dew flavor they sell at Taco Bell. And the fact that it was exclusive made it seem like made it a cool, hip thing to go to Taco Bell and buy. But now you can buy it at Vons or Ralph's or Jewel-Osco or wherever you buy your groceries. And it's blue Mountain Dew. That's it. That's it. It's not Montezuma's Revenge. It doesn't give you diarrhea like Mexican water. Taco Bell's does that. Man, I saw that and I was like, okay, that's hilarious. What is the point of going to Taco Bell now? There's zero point, especially since Taco Bell's so overpriced now. Taco Bell's almost as expensive for what you're getting as Five Guys. Taco Bell is the Mexican version of Five Guys. So that happened. I saw that last week. What else did I see last week? Oh, here's, can we talk about, last week has been perfect for my friends who used to ridicule me for conspiracies hitting me up. Now, I like to entertain the crazy. I like to entertain the logical things, but it's not even that I'm crazy or conspiracy theory. I just have a good track record of seeing through bullshit. I knew Jussie Smollett was lying. I can just see things. I can see patterns. I knew that the UFOs were real. I knew that masks and some things were going to happen the last 4 years about some things. I predicted things and people told me I was crazy. Okay. And this past week, two things happened that people are like, oh, what's going on? One of which was the Boeing guy. Do you know about this Boeing guy? A Boeing whistleblower. Boeing is an airline. They have a lot of problems lately with their airplanes being grounded and being forced to land because of loose flaps or loose screws. And there was this whistleblower, a narc, a guy leaking information who used to work for Boeing. And he was leaking information about the bad practices that Boeing was having, right? And he was going to testify in court. And you know what he did the morning he was supposed to testify? He killed himself. and I couldn't, I and I can't put my air quotes in more bold than I can, right? By killing himself, in air quotes, I mean he was murdered. They're not even trying anymore. Companies realize how blind we are to everything, that the news cycle will just cycle through things so fast that they're not even trying to cover up murders anymore. They're just happening. They're just murdering them, saying it's a suicide, let the news handle the rest, and everybody will just set it and forget it, right? It's like those, the people still talk, it's like Epstein, right? People are, oh, Epstein didn't kill himself, ah, ha, ha, ha. But nobody's like, who did it? Nobody cares about who did it. Nobody's trying to figure it out. Nobody's on the internet is like, hey, remember when that happened? Also, remember when they found hard drives and fake passports and uncut diamonds in a safe in his house? Nobody's like, hey, what happened? And with this Boeing guy, he killed himself in a truck hours before he was going to testify against this billion-dollar company that the United States government has bailed out countless times. And he just unalives himself? And one of his friends like, hey, he said he was never going to commit suicide. Yeah, let me tell you something. Anybody who says, hey, just so you know, I'm not going to kill myself, and then when they do it, they've been murdered. They've been murdered. And the fact that the news is like, oh, apparent suicide, alleged suicide. No, just say, how about instead of saying alleged suicide, how about you just start calling it for what it is and saying it's an alleged murder? Because nobody who's about to leak information, why would you do that? You're about to testify. You're doing what you want to do. You're doing what you're supposed to do. Unless he got paid a ton of money secretly from Boeing to do it. And like, unless his, let's look at his family. Let's start looking at his relatives. If his relatives start having nice cars, that means he was paid to kill himself. But my friends hit me up. When that happened, my friends were like, hey, what do you think happened? I got so many texts. And then another thing that happened last week was so many texts about Kate Middleton, this Princess of Wales. No, that's Duchess in Sussex. I don't know. I don't care about royalty. I just don't like Meghan Markle. And she's was missing, and everybody's like, oh, what do you think's happening with her? And oh, she posted a fake photo that was photoshopped, and she's been missing. And what do you think's happening? And at first I thought it was peculiar, right? Because why would she not be seen for a while? Then conspiracies are happening and rumors are happening that something's going on. Then she posts a picture on Instagram on Mother's Day on the United Kingdom's Mother's Day. Right. She posts a video, Instagram picture on wishing, hey, I'm here. I just want to say happy Mother's Day to all my mother's in the UK. And then it turns out it was heavily edited on Photoshop. Now, here's the thing. Then she subsequently apologized. All the news organizations realized it was Photoshop, so then they took it down. And then she apologized on Twitter, being like, oh, I'm new. I'm just brand new at using Photoshop. Sure. Right. Like, you don't have a editor on hand to doctor your Photoshop images. You don't have people on retainer for that sort of thing. You're royalty, okay? You're paid by your commoners, by the peasants. You're funded, right? Royalty has this, you're a monarch or whatever it's called. I don't know, oligarchy. I don't know. I'm not that smart when it comes to some things. But the Queen of England, like, you guys have this PR system set up for the dawn of time. And you don't have them release the photo. You decide to post it yourself and you decide to edit the photos and then you're going to apologize. That seems sus, right? At first I was like, okay, that's weird. Why would you do that? But then also I'm thinking, why would you even address it? Like, if you're concerned about the rumors that you're missing and you're concerned about anything that people on the internet are saying after you allegedly had surgery and now you're not seen and you're recovering, if you're posting that to try and quell the rumors that are in the conspiracies, then why even edit it? Why even post it? That's what I don't understand. Is and then people are like, oh, maybe it probably wasn't her. And I'm like, well, if it wasn't her, why would they do it? If it wasn't some 40-year-old woman posting on the internet who doesn't know how to use a computer or use Photoshop, you know, the auto generate, which Photoshop does have. Photoshop has an AI way to edit photos. I use it. If it wasn't her, why would they do that? Like, what are they getting out of it? Why do they care? Because also, I looked into it, and apparently the last time she's been seen in public was on Christmas. And the castle or whatever it's called, you know, wherever they live, they announced that on before Christmas, shortly before, they're like, this is gonna be the last time she's seen for a while because in middle of January she's having surgery. Then in the middle of January she had surgery and it was gonna be a recovery thing. Nobody saw her. Then the recovery thing got pushed. So maybe there's complications. I don't know. Do I think she's kidnapped or held captive? Who fucking knows? Do I think maybe she had plastic surgery that gone wrong? I don't know. I think maybe she's a 40-year-old woman and she had surgery that may have went wrong, or just taken longer to recoup. I had a friend break her leg and it took longer than normal to fix it. And I just don't see what the royal family would get out of posting a fake photo that they know everything gets scrutinized as it is. So why would they post an altered photo if she was holding a bag, like people on the internet think she had, you know, colon surgery and now she's got to carry around a bag, which is a real thing. People think things like that happen. But if she was holding a bag in this photo, why would they post that photo? Why would they not just crop that out? Why would they not take a different photo where you're not seeing her hands? It just doesn't, I just don't understand. When you zoom out, again, like I said last week, you know, I talk about zooming out, but also when you look at like conspiracies and things like that, I like to look at things from all angles. And it seems sus for a bit, but then I saw that they announced, hey, she's gonna be not seen for till April. Okay. So nobody's seen her since April. Why would they post the doctored photo? Why would the royal family's company, if she's not in control of her actual Instagrams, why would she do that? And I don't think it is. I just think it's what they say it is. Even though I don't generally believe what the powers that be say, or like the governments or things like that, I just don't know what they would get out of. Why would they do that and fuel speculation and conspiracy even more? You know what I mean? I mean, she's a human being. She's a person. Why can't she recover in peace? You know, it's bad enough she's, you know, considered a princess and now she's got to have the spotlight on her at all the time. You know, Meghan Markle wants a spotlight all the time and look what happened. So maybe she did doctor it. Maybe it is hers. Because again, why would they, what do they get out of it? I don't know. That's my two cents on that. How's everybody doing? Good? And send me questions. If you guys, I don't know if people are listening to these or watching these, trying to grow my YouTube, you know, like, comment, follow, give me reviews on Spotify if you're listening to this on any platform. Give me reviews, like, you know, whatever. I have video of this up on YouTube, but the video is, you know, it's me talking to my phone in front of a green screen with an edited background. And then sometimes I cut these up and put them up on the internets and TikToks and Instagrams. Follow me on those things. Give me a like, comment, follow on everything. If you're watching this on YouTube, subscribe. Smash that follow button, smash that subscribe button, comment, whatever. If you're watching this on TikTok, comment, follow. Send it to somebody else. If you're watching this on Instagram, comment, follow, send it to somebody else. I have on my vision board to try and get more followers on these accounts this year, and I'm bad at saying, hey, follow me. So please, numbers matter in this day and age. If I want to try and get comedy shows outside of Los Angeles, I need to have followers, like a cult. I've been listening to this book lately called Cultish, and it's about cults and things like that. And they all have followers. And I, as much as numbers and followers and likes and all that is bad for your, you know, bad for your mental state, I think, as a comedian, as an entertainer, as somebody who wants to be able to come out and perform and do stand up for who's ever watching this or listening to this, or, you know, strangers that need to go do something on the weekend. Numbers matter, and comedy clubs now are looking at followers. So feel free to go over to my Instagram at Razzle Dangerously and give me a like and a comment and a follow. And same with TikTok. Go at My Name Is Razzle on TikTok and give me a like, comment, and follow. Subscribe to my YouTube. It's My Name Is Razzle. And, you know, just let's help try and give me a comment. Ask me questions. You know, I want to know about you guys. Tell me what you guys want. I also have on my vision board to pivot. It says, follow your audience. Let them speak. Don't be afraid of pivots. So, that being said, you know, I come into these things having ideas of what I want to talk about. You know, I wanted to talk, this episode, I was like, you know what, maybe I'll do my stroller bit. I have a stand-up bit that I've had about strollers, and I'm like, you know what, maybe I'll do that. And I kind of changed my mind, and I wanted to talk about those other two things. Tell me what tell me what you like. Tell me what you think I'm good at. Tell me what you want to hear. Tell me if you like me roasting Disney movies or movies or whatever. Let's grow together. Do you know what I mean? Let's, if any of you have been around since the Today We Learned days with Dan Casey on Nerdist and all of those interviews, if you're still here, tell me how have you evolved? Because I've changed as a person. I've evolved as a person. I've evolved as a comedian. And I'm curious to hear how you guys have changed over the last 10 years as well. I'd like to know if anybody's still even paying attention to me that found out, that found me some random way, you know, in 2013. So send me a DM, send me a comment, say hi, and let's try and do some fun. Let's have some fun this year and see what we can turn this podcast into, these Instagram videos, these TikTok videos, these whatever. Let's grow together. Let's duet each other on the social medias let's try and build a community. Let's do something fun. I'll come in here with ideas. But if anybody's paying attention, you know, communicate. You know, it's like Ghostbusters said, you know, call it, we're ready to believe you, you know. That's kind of a thing. I'm trying to try new things and learn and just grow and also see what hits. Throw things at the wall, throw spaghetti at the wall, as they say, and see what sticks. Content-wise, comedy-wise, creation-wise. And I want to know what you guys want to hear or what you want to think about or talk about or discuss. And I'll do more of that, you know, whatever. Follow me. I just want to get a audience. Follow me. No. Follow me. No. Follow me like. No, that's an Obama thing. I was trying to do like a pastor thing. Like a preacher. Like an old Southern Baptist preacher. So again, thanks for everything. Thanks for, you know, whatever. Thanks for listening, checking this out, watching, etc., listening. Those are things that I want to talk about. I don't know, nothing else really going on in my life right now, other than I might be pitching some non-scripted shows to some networks and some production companies coming up, so please give me positive vibes for that. Give me your positive energy. Give me your Taylor Swift energy for some of these TV shows I'm trying to hopefully sell and pitch and get made. I have a phone call tomorrow, actually, about a potentially co-hosting and producing another podcast that I with a really cool guy that I met at a birthday party the other day. So I got some cool things, kind of kernels in the works that I've been working on, and I'm excited about. You know, a lot of hopes. You know, and a lot of my life has been close calls and brick walls. You know, I'm staying hopeful and positive, and I'm staying grateful and thankful. You know, I'm deserving of success. I'm deserving of what the universe has to offer. And I think I'm ready for whatever the universe, I just try to stay ready for whatever the universe is willing to provide me and be grateful for whatever they're willing to provide me at that moment. I think that's a very big thing, is to just stay grateful and thankful and recognize that we're blessed regardless of how small of a blessing it is. You know, everybody's got things, you know, everybody's got a thing going on in their life that, you know, doesn't seem like a blessing or may seem like the universe is against them. But I think there's ways to reframe that or accept the challenge that we have and figure out how to use that and become a better person, and or accept that that's how life is, and also try to figure out how to still achieve what you want. So I try to do that. I try to love myself every day. I wrote on my mirror, love yourself, because that's been a thing that I've been, you know, again, social media and success and all of that stuff can be, it's a thing, right? It can be, the internet is a wild, wild place, and life is a wild place. It's already the middle of March. How is it already the middle of March? How is it already almost April? How is it already 25% of the year over? I don't know, but that's how the world works. That's how time works. And I am grateful for it. I'm grateful that I'm still here, and I'm thankful, and I am worthy of whatever my life is going to provide, or worthy of what I hope it will provide. And I have my audience and my friends on the internet and followers and listeners, whatever, to thank for that. And we'll see what we can build. So I'm sending you out positive energy. I'm going to channel my Taylor Swiftie energy. And if you have something going on in your life, or if you have something that you have a hope for, or you have something that you're hoping for coming up, I hope you get what you want. I hope you get what the universe is giving you. I hope you get what you want from the universe, and that you're ready to receive it when the universe delivers it. And I hope everybody has a great week and a safe week. And smile at an old person. Check the expiration date on the food in your refrigerator. And if you if there's something you don't like, leave it in the comments. And thank you, appreciate you, and stay blessed.